As you take the Lord's Supper today, for those of you who will be doing that, let me encourage you as you hold these symbols of the shedding of the blood of your Savior and the breaking of His body, the offering of Himself in His own death in your behalf, for the payment of your sins, for the taking upon Himself the wrath that you fully deserve, for the full forgiveness of your sins, as you hold these symbols, and as you bring your remembrance of Christ, in your remembrance of His work, in your remembrance of His grace to you, by holding these, by looking upon them, by tasting them, I want to encourage you as you do this to remember the bodies of those who fell in the wilderness, those who were brought out of Egypt. I want you to contemplate them, the bodies that fell. And I want you to remember that they heard the preaching of Moses. And they heard the preaching of the gospel through Moses. And they saw the portrayal of the gospel in the tabernacle and Levitical ceremonies. But they lusted after evil things. And they turned their backs on the Savior who was being preached and portrayed to them. So the writer of the book of Hebrews says, in light of us remembering that, the writer of the book of Hebrews says this, he says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Now that's a word to church members. That's a word to church members. To the supper, bring your remembrance of Christ and pray, O Lord, keep me from a hardened heart. Lord, strengthen me with thankfulness. Strengthen me in my soul. Strengthen my faith in Christ as I remember His grace to me and His offering of Himself in His own death. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. In the day of trial in the wilderness where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years... Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their hearts and they have not known my way. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. And so my word of exhortation to you is straight from the text of Scripture here where it says, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Oh, dear saints, come to the supper and receive the supper with your remembrance of Christ, adding to your contemplation of Christ, adding to all of this your prayer, oh, Lord, keep me from the deceitfulness of sin. Strengthen my soul today with the gospel. Strengthen my soul today and strengthen my repentance today as I look upon these symbols that remind me of what my sins deserve. Oh, Lord, help me. Protect me from the deceitfulness of sin. Restore me to the joy of my salvation. Lord, bring to my soul the strength that I need, for I hear the warning from the text of Scripture. Oh, Lord, if you were to leave me alone, I would return to a hardness of heart. Oh, Lord, help me to feed upon Christ today, and by this, have mercy upon my soul and strengthen me that I may hear your word today, that I may ever hear your word, that I would not be like those in the wilderness who saw many great things and yet still hardened their hearts. Lord, have mercy upon my soul and grant me perseverance in the faith. Grant me growth. Grant me ever a strengthened pursuit of repentance. Lord, help me to hold my confidence steadfast to the end. Lord, use the preaching of your word today, and Lord, use my taking in of the supper today with my remembrance of Christ. Lord, use it for the strengthening of my confidence steadfast to the end. Lord, use the word preached and use the Lord's Supper today that I may be strengthened to hear your voice and not harden my heart as in the rebellion.